This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates. Hello, San Antonio, 930 AM, The Answer is aboard tonight. Welcome aboard. GCN Live Radio Network as well, Megatalk Radio, Talk America Radio, and leading independent stations at or near our nation's military bases. Joining us right now, we have both Denise Simon and from the Kyle Warren Show, my buddy Kyle Warren is helping me out tonight. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Take it away, you guys.
Well, thank you, Captain, and welcome back, Denise, of course. And
yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And once, right before the break, we were talking about Afghanistan and the drawdown that President Trump is talking about ordering that is going to be happening, I believe, in the coming months. There was another drawdown back in about 2013 or so when President Obama said he wanted to reduce the troops by about half at that time. So I guess a good question is, you know, why wouldn't there have been such an outcry regarding that, considering what was going on back then, regarding when we compare it to what President Trump's talking about doing today?
Well, one thing that I think that there's some real criticism in this is because Trump had said, you know, he critiqued Obama for announcing drawdowns and telling essentially the enemy and the, or the world what we were planning to do. And here we are with Trump doing virtually the same thing. But he's fine with staying there, but somebody's going to have to start paying us back. And I do understand that. I mean, we've been at this for a very long time. And there are those critics who like to say, what is the interest in, you know, national security interests and whatnot for the United States in Afghanistan, Iraq, or any place else? Well, we don't want to be the world's police. I argue that that's really a wrong platform. We have to be the world's police because nobody else is.
Right.
Certainly in the volume that we are. And we forget the horror very quickly of what Islamic State was doing 4 and 5 years ago and how that came to be because of we drew down in Iraq. So I think that we have to be very careful on what our future plans are as far as our military action and our conflicts, military conflicts across the globe. I think
right.
that we need to be a little more close to the vest on that. But I do go back to Trump was very, very interested and very, very agreeable to having an organization as a contractor handled the rest of the war.
And right.
the Pentagon was completely against it. But I don't think that the Trump White House has been completely sold about not doing it. So mm-hmm. I think that's where that's coming from.
Well, Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie, Jr., who's going to be the incoming commander of Central Command, was in confirmation hearings earlier this month, and he says that the military in Afghanistan, the Afghan military itself, would fall apart if we weren't there.
That's right.
But of course, now there are other troops that are there in Afghanistan. There are the NATO troops, and if we begin to draw down, do they take on a bigger role? Or, as you mentioned before, has this become a contractor type of arrangement?
I am not convinced that any other allied countries would take on a bigger role. I would have thought that those requirements or requests from allied countries would have already been made. But here's what a lot of people don't understand. If you look at the Germans, you look at the French, or you look at any of the others, they have sent a token number of troops into Afghanistan, and their rules of engagement are actually tighter and more stupid than ours are. Many of them are acting almost like military police, and they're not even really allowed to fire a weapon. They're not a lot of help, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some countries are. I mean, if they get into a situation where, you know, a French would have to fire a weapon or whatever, they have to go back through a whole series of lawyers. But, you know, those European countries have to deal with a higher court, and that's the European court, and not with their respective country leadership.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah,
it's not a very workable situation. And I think we also tend to forget that air power has a lot more leeway than ground forces do. And mm-hmm. But on the ground is where you have all these intermittent, you know, car bombs and IEDs and all those other kinds of things. And we have this big case where we have this former, you know, Special Forces fella, Goldstein, who could be, formally court-martialed for killing a Taliban bomb maker.
That's right.
Someone's going to have to get a hold of this and clean up where we are in war, in military hostilities.
Mm-hmm. And those troops that are allocated to advisory roles or training roles, is there any sort of timetable or end in sight where the Afghan military would be capable of defending its government,
no,
its country?
They can't do it.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more. Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, my two buddies here, and Denise, the intel analyst, and Kyle is being the interviewer. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my good buddy Wayne Allyn Root, who you can hear on many of these same radio stations. Check the local listings for time and availability. But we're going to go back to the conversation we got going on here between Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Denise Simon. Hello, Denise.
Hello, hello.
Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. And we are following a couple of breaking stories at the top of this hour, Captain. The Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has issued a disaster proclamation in response to a propane shortage that could affect upwards of 33,000 residents in the state of Colorado. So that's something we're following. Also, there is a claim, I believe, of an attack made by ISIS in Libya, which we'll find out more about here as we go along. And Denise, if it's all right, we can switch gears here for a moment. I wanted to ask you about what is going on. Well, first of all, there was an incident that had to do with an 8-year-old boy who was from Guatemala, and he died on Tuesday, yesterday, while in U.S. custody in the immigration system.
Well, he apparently took sick. They brought him into the hospital. They treated him in the hospital. And apparently he was well enough to leave. And then he ended up getting sick again. They brought him back into the hospital. and I guess any kind of treatment failed to do what it needed to do, and so he died in the hospital under U.S. custody. So, you know, they're making it sound like it was Border Patrol or ICE that allowed him to die, when in fact we are doing exactly what we're supposed to do. We're giving them treatment, and he died, you know, in medical care. So it would seem that there was something else necessarily going on with this boy, and not just because of some basic, you know, illness. So,
right.
We have to get more information on that one.
Exactly. And the reason why this is certainly going to be part of the criticism is that this is the second child or individual in the last several days to die while in custody. But as you mentioned, I think it's important to emphasize that here you have a lot of people coming, you know, trying to come to the U.S. border, trying to get into the United States. They've come from afar, and these are perhaps a pre-existing problem that was already, you know, taking hold, but yet at the same time, the American authorities try to do everything possible. So to try to frame it as though this is something that was either deliberate or the result of neglect is completely wrong. Yeah,
it's not because of dereliction of duty between Border Patrol ICE by a long stretch.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you briefly here about what's going on with Israel vis-a-vis Syria. We understand that Israel has made some strikes inside Syria, and this has to do with against Iranian forces and Hezbollah, correct?
Hezbollah. And that's what, you know, these missiles that allegedly were fired by Israeli aircraft came from the Lebanon side. And, you know, we have pretty much said that we're getting out of Syria. And when that's the case, what does the enemy do? Oh, you think you want to do that? Well, okay. And so with some kind of, I mean, the orders have been signed that we are withdrawing from Syria. We don't know how that is going to happen, when it's going to happen, and it's going to be a measured, withdrawal. But that's what the enemies tend to do. They'll respond. But Israel, they don't want to get involved in the war in Syria, except to say if any part of what is happening there in Damascus, is going to be a threat to Israel, we are going to eliminate the threat up front. So they're very proactive, where they have very different rules of engagement than the United States. You know, we tend to be a little on the reactive side. So,
Well, that's right. Well, we didn't mean to interrupt, but we saw even back in the early 80s, I think Israel went into Iraq and bombed a nuclear power facility in that very same proactive way.
And they did the same thing in Syria. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And now where we see what's happening in Syria, now certainly Vladimir Putin has got to be watching all this very, very carefully. How does this change or adapt his own calculus for Russia's interest in the region, especially in Syria?
Well, Russia has gotten out of Syria everything it wants to get out of Syria. I mean, Russia operates there at the it's a full and wide open invitation of the Assad regime.
Mm-hmm.
So Russia wants to take control of the Mediterranean, and they have a military or a navy base in Syria, and they have reconstituted that. They've reconstructed that, and they use it fully and functionally. And that is precisely also, too, what I would argue that Russia is doing in the Black Sea with the hostilities that have escalated between Russia and Ukraine. So these are they're aggressive measures, but they're not you know, military hostility measures. They're just showing some hegemony and some real power.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Putin's very, very happy with what is happening here. And they are, you know, giving a high five to each other after Trump has announced that we're getting out of Syria and we're getting out of Afghanistan. So
I can imagine. Well, because one of the things as well that was of great concern, especially early on in the Trump administration, was the close proximity of American forces versus Russian forces and the potential for any kind of mistake to occur in those kinds of close quarters. But if I'm reading this right, you know, this is much more of cause to celebrate for Putin to a great degree than it is perhaps for the United States because of how Putin can operate openly, it seems now, even more so in Syria.
Well, he's never been challenged. He hasn't been challenged in one way or the other, really, since he annexed Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say whatever Putin wants to do, Putin's doing. And that's certainly not the only theaters in which Russia is operating. I mean, we have to – what is very rarely talked about is Russia's footprint in Latin America. Russia's footprint in Africa. So
yes, right, exactly. Yeah, they're expending a lot of resources in those areas, and to counter that as well, or to balance that out, you've got China doing many of similar things, and
that's right.
Challenging us quite strongly in the areas of South China Sea and so forth. Now, also, how does it enter in with this new deputy defense secretary Patrick Shanahan likely going to be elevated, assuming he's confirmed and everything, to defense secretary? How is that going to change perhaps how we're reacting in these different parts of the world?
Well, he comes from a defense contracting position over to the Pentagon. So he, you know, the big asset there is with the big money that the Pentagon got on the budget. I think he would be spending it very wisely, given that he was a government contractor himself. At least I would hope so. As far as, you know, military hostilities across the globe, I cannot speak to that. I have no idea. But that doesn't mean that, you know, military planners and war gamers and all in the intelligence wing at the Pentagon, you know, couldn't, you know, re-explain all of this to him. And that's, you know, he's an acting defense secretary, or at least will be. We're not convinced yet that he will be named as the defense secretary, but he's in an acting role. So, you know, he's not an unknown quantity inside the Pentagon, but he's an unknown quantity, I would say, very much to us.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll see you all tomorrow with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
You hang on. Thank you very much. All right. And that's Denise Simon. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We are talking about a lot of different stuff. We're going to keep the military trend rolling here a little bit. Dave asked us a question. We're going to give him the answer when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In the Oval Office on Christmas Day, President Trump told reporters that the wall he wants on the southern border is necessary because drugs, human trafficking, and illegal people are coming into the United States from Mexico. The president says unless the Senate gives the okay for $5 billion for the wall, the government shutdown will continue.
The only way you're going to do it is to have a physical barrier, meaning a wall. And if you don't have that, then we're just not opening.
The government shutdown began on Friday after Congress and the White House failed to resolve their differences over the border wall, and thousands of government workers remain furloughed, or they're being forced to work without pay. The president canceled his trip to Mar-a-Lago. He's the first president to spend Christmas in the White House in 18 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program, our veterans and military news, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where if you're in a dead-end job, you've got no opportunity for advancement, maybe you're looking for a job, maybe you're coming out of high school, here's a great opportunity for you. Just listen up.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And again, folks, that's naa.edu. That's the shortcut, the website, naa.edu. Always tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up many doors for you. Kyle Warren is here, here with us. Kyle, how you doing?
Doing well, Captain. Thanks.
Now, the secret is out about Santa and his sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
How does he get around without having to stop and refuel?
Well, I think the Air Force will send up a refueling tanker, no doubt.
Or two, or three, or four, or five, or six.
That's right.
Yep, because I'm looking at a picture right here, very cute.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw the same one posted earlier today. Yeah, that's really something.
But Dave asked us a question, so you go ahead and ask it, and we'll give him an answer.
Okay, so Dave is saying essentially that, you know, what are we doing, for example, in countries like Iraq? They've had problems and conflict for, you know, some 2,000 years or so, and that we ostensibly went in to help Iraq hold their borders. But, of course, now, you know, some of these things are just really problematic.
Now, I'm getting a breaking story here coming in from Barcelona. I'm going to send it to you right away so you can see what I'm seeing. And this is coming from Denise Simon. Police in Barcelona have intensified security checks in some of the Spanish city's most recognizable landmarks following a security warning from the United States Department of State. Wow.
Very, very interesting. That's right. It's come in as a surprise warning, evidently coming in from Twitter on the 23rd. In the tweet, the Department of State advised travelers to, quote, exercise heightened caution around areas of vehicle movement, including buses. And that's a direct quote. It added that terrorists could, quote, attack with little or no warning, targeting tourist locations, transportation hubs, and other public areas. It is rare for the Department of State to issue warnings for the specific locations unless the U.S. government is in possession of critical intelligence pointing to the possibility of a terrorist attack. In other words, Captain, I think we would call that to be actionable intel or very high confidence intelligence. It continues, hours after the Department of State's warning, Miguel Butch, or Buch, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Minister of the Interior for Spain's Catalonia region, told a radio station in Barcelona that local authorities were, quote, engaged in assessing the warning by the U.S. authorities. Local media reported that increased police presence was visible around bus, minibus, train, and metro stations throughout the Catalonian capital. Heavily armed police presence was also notable in Barcelona's most popular tourist landmarks, including the Sagrada Familia Cathedral, the Gothic Quarter, and the mile-long Las Ramblas pedestrian boulevard at the city center. There was no information about the precise nature of the U.S. warning, but there were reports in Catalonian media Tuesday that the alert notice involved the possibility of vehicular attack by Islamists during the Christmas holiday season. So that sounds extremely serious, and obviously people should heed that State Department warning.
Well, absolutely, and I've got a lot of friends that are overseas, and I'm sure you may have a couple or two or three yourself, but gee whiz, not again.
Well, exactly, but certainly the specificity of what we have in terms of the specifics is very, very concerning. Because, Captain, you know, a lot of times officials don't want people to only focus on a particular thing because the threat could be coming literally from anywhere. But because we have these kinds of specifics, it means that this operation might have been uncovered, or they might have put pieces together. And they're literally trying to save lives, because terrorists, in my estimation, they don't simply attack, you know, on some schedule or some such thing. They go when they're ready, and their intelligence may be showing them that they're ready at this point.
And I just got a response back from Dave about the answer that you gave him. There's a response right there. And Dave, all I can tell you is that they do want us there, but we have to get paid for being there. They've got oil. Give us the oil to keep us there. Don't just keep dragging us on, right?
Well, exactly right. And as I was saying, it's things have become sort of problematic there. But also, of course, one of the big problems is the notion that in countries like Iraq or in cultures that have had
right. You know,
tribalism, warlords, and so forth, that suddenly a Jeffersonian democracy will spring up. But that's not, I think, what many of the citizens of those countries actually ever want. And so sometimes we've proceeded in the past, perhaps from a false assumption.
And here's the other thing: they want to be in their own little sectors. Their own little tribes. They're all tribes. I don't know how many tribes are over there, but there's plenty of them. We know of at least four. We know of the Kurds. We know of the Sunnis. We know of the Shias. And who am I leaving out?
Shiites?
Yeah, Shiites. There you go. So we know of them. Okay, we know of the four different tribes that are in Iraq. So if they want to be by themselves, fine. But if they want us to stay there, they got to pay us to be there.
Well, that's something that President Trump had talked about even during the campaigns, as I recall, this notion that, well, wait a minute, you know, we can't keep footing the bill for all this and that we need to get something in exchange. And one of the most obvious ways of doing that, as you mentioned, Captain, is with the oil itself.
Right. And the other thing I'm thinking about here right now as we're looking at all of this is, and this doesn't have any bearing on what we're talking about, but did you hear what, and this is the Teamsters Union, good God. The Teamsters Union is being probed for docking seasonal UPS workers almost all of their first paychecks for union dues.
Yeah, I heard just a little bit about that, so I'm finding out more about it. But yes, this certainly seems to be something that sounds fairly extreme. And so obviously...
Well, it's not supposed to go on anymore.
Well, right. And so as we learn more about it, this investigation may reveal some very, 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 very dark things about what's going on.
Mm. By the way, did you hear about the little girl that was questioned by the president over the weekend about whether or not she believed in Santa?
Yeah, he said something about it was a marginal call or something like that. Yeah, so I think there's a little bit of consternation, I think, about that comment, I'm sure.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, don't forget that the GoFundMe page that the young couple, married couple, set up for the veteran, the alleged homeless scam, they've all gotten their money back.
And as well as they should, because evidently this was never intended, or at least from what I've read, never intended to actually go to this person, and there was some shady circumstances surrounding the whole thing.
And then, of course, out there in California where you're at, La La Land, some man got himself arrested yesterday for painting swastikas on Trump's star to Grumman's Chinese Theater.
Yeah, this is really, really sad because, again, it's not new in terms of defacing Trump's star, but it certainly takes on a new level of horribleness because they're using the swastika, which of course, reminds us of what happened in Nazi Germany and to 6 million Jews, put to death at the hands of the Nazi regime. And so this is a terrible, terrible thing.
What is the Fortnite game?
It's a popular video game. I think it's an Xbox game, I think, that a lot of the young people play.
It's now turned onto the hallmarks of a social media site. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is coming right back with me. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
Well, one of the things that people come to Florida for in the wintertime is our great water, the Gulf of Mexico, the inland rivers, not to forget about the ocean. boats and the Freedom Boat Club. And they've got three different great plans for you to choose from. One's the economy plan, great for retirees and those who work on weekends. And the other is their standard plan, with the most popular Monday through Sunday plan, 7 days a week. Now, keep in mind one little thing here. 855-FREEDOM is the number to call, 855-FREEDOM. And remember, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is found on the web at freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Today, the winds will be out of the east-northeast, 15 to 20 knots. We'll have seas 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 63 degrees. Bay water temperature at 64 degrees. Low tide at 11:15. High tide at 6:25. And lots to talk about. And, Kyle, you're a boater.
Oh, yes. Hey, Captain.
You have Freedom Boat Clubs out there, don't you, in California?
Good question.
I know you do. Yeah. San Diego. We got a guy out there that's a member with a 35-foot boat he likes to get on.
Oh, very cool.
Takes it out to the island.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to take a caller here because I think this may be a question as to what we were talking about. Okay. Good morning, Shal. What's your question?
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
I continue to hear that from some people that what Trump did with pulling the troops out of Syria, just like what Obama did. And I completely disagree with that. And correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't we, have 50,000, 100,000 something troops in Iraq and Syria, you know, back then, and all kinds of military equipment that we just left behind, and ISIS took it? He used to talk about that a lot.
That is true. That is true. And Kyle, go ahead.
And that he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't leave all that.
Hold on a second. All right, hang on a second, Sean. All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the earlier, yeah, we were talking with Denise Simon, I think, about the fact that Obama announced he was going to reduce the troops by half in Afghanistan back in 2013. And you're right, there was equipment left behind and so forth. Where President Trump is doing this, it's certainly not exactly the same, but it does still fall along those lines of the criticism that President Trump gave to President Obama during the campaign for sort of telegraphing to the enemy forces there, hey, we're going to leave on such, not necessarily in this case on such and such a date, but that these things are in the offing.
And when it comes to this time around with Iraq, their forces are in a much better position to defend themselves than they were before. We actually left equipment that ISIS got a hold of because the Iraqi troops ran. Now, go ahead, Sean. Continue with your thought.
Yeah, I remember that part. The Iraqi troops did run away, but there was people talking about not leaving and leaving it that way. And I guess
sure.
They knew that the Iraqis weren't ready to handle that, and therefore leaving the equipment just ended up in the enemy's hands.
Now, what do you think about Afghanistan? Because now we're cutting down the forces in half there, and they say that we don't need them there. This is the government saying we don't need them there because of the Iraqis that are now standing up. I'm sorry, the Afghanis that are now standing up. But we have yet to see that, have we?
Well, I'm not sure, and I tell you, how long are we going to stay? Are we going to stay there? Because it's been, 13 years?
17.
Yeah, and what happened when Russia stayed there all those years? They went broke.
Who got all of that stuff that they used for what? Batteries?
Yeah, lithium. Well, that's being mined on the other side by China. And mined by
North Korean crews, I might add.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
All right. Well, thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Right.
All right. And that's Sean, and we appreciate him very much. And, Kyle, that's true. The lithium in Afghanistan is why, in my opinion, we're there.
Yeah, exactly right. And because obviously, you know, to try to establish, as was the thought and part of the justification for the long-term commitment in Afghanistan, for example, was to try to establish a working democratic government and so forth. But of course, that's proved to be, well, to say the least, very, very difficult over the many years, because it just doesn't seem suited to, what the different factions will ever agree to in that region.
By the way, I just got an email here from a Border Patrol agent who's listening to us right now in El Paso, and he's on patrol, and he says, thanks very much, Captain, for a very informative show. You're always spot on, and we appreciate you down here in the border. You're welcome to come visit anytime you like. Well, I might take you up on that, but he's saying that even the Border Patrol agents, some of whom are working on what's called need to know or need to be their basis, and some of whom may not be, want the border wall.
Very interesting. Well, I can see why. Because obviously, in fact, one of the things that we heard about the so-called steel slat version of the wall, and it's still a wall,
right?
Even if the Democrats want to, you know, split hairs on semantics, you know, in their opposition, but it seems that even is the preferred structure that the Border Patrol, at least from what we've understood from various reports, that they would prefer that kind of thing rather than an opaque, you know, completely opaque concrete wall.
Now, the other thing is we're getting a question here from somebody that says, has the president, in fact, already built 115 miles of the wall down along the Texas-Mexican border? I think he has.
Well, from what the reports are, that was already underway, and it seems as though there have been at least that much of the wall either, and I think the operative phrase is either repaired or built, basically, or even, and so that could also mean being reinforced.
Well, I've been along that border in El Paso, and there were places in there you could drive a truck through.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they had to do something.
Well, exactly right. And of course, this covers all kinds of different land, federal land, of course, ranch land, and the terrain, of course, is very difficult, in some cases, as well. But that shouldn't prevent us from actually, you know, the old saying, we can put a man on the moon, but we can't build a wall to keep out the drug cartels. I mean, you know, how we just need to be committed to do it.
And what used to be very commonplace along El Paso on I-10 was you could actually throw a rock. You could stop right there if you were stupid enough to, because there were cameras everywhere. You could stop there along the south, going eastbound south side of the highway there, and people would come up, and they'd be right there ready to jump on, and away they'd go.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And, you know, I think, too, part of the issue with what we hear from the left side of the aisle is that, well, they want more technology, they want to increase border security in that regard, but at the same time, they lack the real commitment to actually try to enforce the immigration law. So it seems like a lot of those kinds of tactics are just that. They're just tactics to try to deflect the conversation from actually stopping the illegal immigration and drug trafficking, human trafficking in its tracks.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. And Kyle Warren is filling in with me tonight, as my voice is on the mend still, but I'll be much better. I am not contagious. I do not have the flu. I do not have pneumonia. I've got what's called an intestinal virus, and thank God it's almost gone.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.